Leading the news this morning, Indonesian officials say an early warning system failed to alert locals before a tsunami wiped out about 10 villages on the tiny Matawi Islands. More than 270 people have been killed in the 3-metre tsunami, with another 400 still missing. Technicians responsible for the early warning system say crucial offshore buoys had been vandalised. And still in Indonesia, and villagers are trying to return to their homes on the slopes of Mount Merapi after the erupting volcano killed 28 people. A further 90 people are being treated for burns. Thousands of people have been evacuated from the area. Jewish extremists and Israeli Arabs have clashed during a political march in Israel's north. Hundreds of riot police used tear gas and stun grenades to break up the groups in the region of Haifa. A small group of far-right Jews had tried to hold a rally in the Arab-dominated city before groups of young Arabs hurled stones and abuse at the demonstrators. Britain's Transport Secretary says security checks at British airports may be eased. Philip Hammond was responding to comments from the British Airways Chair Martin Broughton, who said many measures were completely redundant. Mr. Broughton said the UK had kowtowed to US demands. And Argentina's former president Néstor Kirchner has died. Mr. Kirchner, who was also the husband of the current president, Cristina Fernandez, had remained a major power broker since he stepped down in 2007. The 60-year-old died suddenly from heart problems.